Cause picture perfect memories just come with all those tougher things, and pain's the best reminder of our past.
The Accidentals are Katie Larson and Savannah Beist, who met at the Interlochen Arts Academy. They are 18 years old, and they're joining us from Traverse City. You guys both come from musical families with an incredibly similar background. Katie, your dad is a pianist at Interlochen?
Yes, that's actually the reason why I'm living in Michigan. He got a job offer to be a collaborative pianist, and so that's kind of how I got introduced to music, kind of on the classical side. But yeah, both my parents are very supportive of music.
And what about your mom?
My mom studied voice. When she met my dad, they actually did duets. Like, he'd play piano, and she'd sing, like, Broadway songs or, like, classic hits, and right now, she also works at Interlochen in the program office. So they're both here with me at school.
And Savannah Beist, you're from Nashville, and your dad played piano at the Grand Ole Opry?
Oh, yeah. Those are the days.
Not many of us. I want you to understand, there are very few of us who can go, yeah, those are the days of the Grand Ole Opry. So this is truly in your blood.
Yeah, you could say that. My dad is really my hero, and so is my mom. They played in a band together for about 3 years before they got married and had me. And then we moved from Nashville when I was five. And I just think that it's been a really great experience having a family with a lot of music behind it, because otherwise I probably wouldn't nearly be into as much music.
As we listen to your music, it truly has a wise beyond their years feel and sound. Not only to the way you play your instruments, but to your lyrics. And had you both been writing, or was that something that came out of becoming a duo?
Well, this is Katie. I was writing a little while before I met Savannah, kind of like closet singer-songwriter, just kind of doing it for fun. But I was way too afraid to show anyone my songs at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I could never sing in public at all. And I met Savannah, and we kind of realized we needed original material. And Savannah, I mean, you can talk about your writing.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't writing at all, really, any songs before I met Katie. I just thought that was a thing that my parents did for our family band. So I was like, they can be the writers, and I'll just sing harmony and play violin. But when I met Katie, I saw that she was writing a bunch of crazy songs, and I was like, you know, I could probably do that. Like, if I really sat down and, you know, thought about it, I could probably write a song. Anybody could. So then I started writing.
The other thing is, you really got, you wrote stories before.
Oh, yeah. I didn't write songs.
So I think that helped out.
So the writing was there. And then somehow it sounds like the joining together gave you the oomph you felt you needed to put it out there. You know, Katie said you were way too afraid to show that stuff to the world. And then you met Savannah, and Katie's unlocked something in you. So you really are a wonderful duo. And here you are. You're already out with your second album with Bittersweet, and the first one was received well, and you really got a chance to work with some pretty veteran names. Who worked with you on Bittersweet?
We went to Nashville and worked with a producer named Rob Feaster, and he works at Quad Studios. And we also went to Bloomington and worked with Paul Mahern of White Arc Studios.
That's in Indiana.
So here you are, 18, you've got two albums out. You have been playing all around Northern Michigan, and then you composed an original score for an indie film. Savannah, tell us about that.
Yeah, actually, we have worked on two movies now. We composed original scores for a movie called One Simple Question, and that's going to be out soon. And then we also, some of our songs off of our brand new album, Bittersweet, have been included on a new film called Please Wait to Be Seated, and we've already seen these clips, and we're really excited to have the public receive that. It's just gonna be really cool, and that's actually something that I'm rather passionate about, is film scoring and along those lines of things. So that's just really exciting.
We're going to take a listen to a little more of the song that we opened up with, called The Silence. Before we do, Savannah, tell us about that song. That's yours, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the first track off our new CD, and I wrote that one. It was towards the end of the year. I was about to transfer into Interlochen Arts Academy, and I was really scared that I wasn't going to have any of my old friends anymore, because I'd be spending most of my time at a new school. And we were all watching this meteor shower with my old friends, and we were all watching this meteor shower, and I was like, how long is this going to last? And then I thought, it doesn't matter. how long it's going to last. I'm here, and I can just appreciate these moments that I have now.
I'm speaking with Katie Larson and Savannah Beist, a progressive folk duo based in Traverse City. They call themselves the Accidentals. They met in school. They've gone through Interlochen together. And I'm wondering, Katie Larson, who's your role model in the musical world?
Oh, we both have a lot of role models.
You can name more than one.
Well, there are different kinds of role models, I think. Living in Traverse City, we are definitely surrounded by inspirational artists. There's a huge local music scene, and we have been able to work with and be mentored by like Blake Elliott and like, Billy Strings and Don Julin and some other really great names in the local scene, but also national music. We're both fans of Andrew Bird, who's a violinist.
Major fans of Andrew Bird.
Yeah, definitely indie artists who kind of are unique in what they do and stay true to themselves and are just do cool stuff.
Are you hoping to get picked up by a major label, or is that feel of being indie right for you where you're at right now?
We're looking at some different options right now, but we're trying to be very open to what we are offered. We just want to keep an open mind about it all, and we want, you know, to be surrounded by people who we can trust and who are mentoring us on how to function in the music business, because it's a big scheme of, you know, it's just a very large foreign world to us, and we're looking right now to surround ourselves with people who care about us and who are going to help us decide what to do next with our career.
So, Katie, how do you balance all of your schoolwork and your songwriting and performing? How do you make that all work?
It takes a lot of work to make sure everything's balanced. It helps to have supportive friends and supportive families. I'm working to finish my senior year, and Savannah's at college. We're applying to some schools next year. We'd like to do some more with film scoring and a lot more touring. We're actually hoping to tour in Europe next summer and see where it goes from there.
Katie Larson and Savannah Beist, the Accidentals. Thank you so much, girls, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we've put a link to some of the Accidental songs on our website at michiganradio.org. Just click on the stateside link.
Once in a cold March, my childhood friend took my hand and dragged me to the driveways and we're in the
Up next, the future of newspapers. How will people stay informed when newspapers and staffs are shrinking? Can they survive? You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.